Well, I'm sure thankful for Don and Justin that on a moment's notice can be flexible. We're sorry that Sonny's feeling sick, but sure thank you for doing that. Barbara, I see you're here. What's the word with CD? He's been wanting to go home.
He told his pastor that he's read the final chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at peace because he's at peace.
Mm-hmm.
This week on the way to the hospital, I was praying, and I went, "Lord, I don't even know how to pray. I said, you know, I want your will, but I really don't know how to pray." And all of a sudden, I had this thought or vision or whatever that it's like the glory of heaven. God was saying, you don't have anything to fear because you know he's at peace with
him. Right, right.
And I don't know, I think the Lord just gave me the thought, okay, God, but please just close the door gently for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absent from the body, present with the Lord.
Amen.
It's a great comfort. We're glad to see you here, Barbara. We're certainly have been praying for him. If you turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, a marvelous question came in. Very simple one, but I think very poignant to us as believers. What's our purpose? That's a good question, isn't it? What's the purpose of a Christian? What is our purpose as Christians? What does God want us to do? Romans chapter 8 tells us that though we are clearly designated by name as Christians, and surprisingly enough, really, the name is only mentioned about 3 times in all of Scripture, what is mentioned more is that we're sons. And the word son really defines what our purpose is. We're to walk as children of God. That's why John says it's just an amazing thing. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right, the authority, the power to be called sons of God, even to those who believe in his name. Romans chapter 8 describes what a son looks like. And if I were to put it this way, he would say that a son walks in the spirit of Jesus. Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the only begotten. What does the Son of God look like? It looks like Jesus. Looks like Jesus. So the Spirit of God within me is the Spirit of God's Son within me that walks and talks and acts like Jesus Christ. He writes this in Romans chapter 8, and I want you to drop on down with me to verse 12. So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. If you're living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. You've not received the spirit of slavery, leading again to fear. You've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father. In a way, God is saying, act like a son. Act like my son. Your purpose is to be the son of God. God has called us to be children of God and to walk in the same nature, the same character as Jesus Christ himself. He goes on and says this in verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs and heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him. Why do you think he throws that in? Well, if you're a child of God, you're going to suffer for the same things that Christ suffered for, doing what is right. That's the spirit of Christ within us. We want to do the things that are pleasing to God. We long to do His will. Christ says, everything that I see my Father doing, I do in like manner. It's that overwhelming desire to please Him. If you were to read in Ephesians, if you'll turn there with me, Ephesians chapter 5, some of the very same things are being said. In fact, what he states is, at the beginning of Ephesians chapter 5, is this. Therefore, since you are children of God, just makes sense in verse 1, be imitators of God as His children. What's your purpose? To look like your father. Grow up like dad. That's your purpose. Walk in love just like Christ also loved you, gave Himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. What does that look like? He says, just follow in the footsteps of Jesus. As you go a little bit further on, he writes this in verse 8 of chapter 5. You were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to your dad and to the Lord. Don't participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. It's disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by others in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by light. Everything that has become visible is light. For this reason it says, wake up! God is telling us as kids, just like our earthly fathers sometimes have to wake us up. God is coming and saying, wake up. You're my son. Act like it today. Stop sleeping, and Christ will shine on you. That's why he says in verse 15, therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are very destructive. So then, don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Oh, here's our point. Don't allow other things, the things of this life, the things of waste to come in and rule your life. It's very easy to waste your whole life away, isn't it?
Yes.
He's the perfect example of being drunk with wine. I mean, you're allowing a substance to take control of your whole body. And there are so many wasteful things in this world that can take control of our whole life. His statement is this. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't be drunk with wine. That's just wasteful. But be filled with the Spirit. What is the will of God? What is our purpose? To walk in the fullness of God's Spirit. To be like sons. To act like God's sons. Different ones of us are going to accomplish different things. That's clearly seen in 1 Corinthians 12, Romans chapter 12. That we have not only measures of faith, but gifts that are given to us that differ greatly. But that you and I act like sons. Our heart, our spirit is like the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This is what God is looking for in us. And it doesn't matter what you physically accomplish, if I can put it this way. It matters what you do according to your behavior, who you are. And God is looking for sons. God is looking for sincere, genuine sons that will walk with that spirit, that heart of Jesus Christ. Be filled with that spirit, His spirit. And you fulfill and will fulfill the purpose of God in your life. I'm so glad that, you know, God hasn't measured out everything in a bunch of do's and don'ts, but what He says is, I want your heart. Once I have your heart, you'll do the right thing every day. And I know that people oftentimes pull their hair about, well, what is it I have to accomplish? Relax. Be a good son. God will direct you in the path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't try to figure it out with your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He'll take care of the past stuff. Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness towards us. And that of all things that you want us to do, it's not to build you a great temple. It's not to do even great works, for you're the great one. But you want us to love you like a son. You want us to emulate you like a son would do. And so, Lord, may your spirit flow through us, the spirit of your son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand for the reading of God's Word. Today we're going to springboard from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Now for this very reason, also applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness. And in your brotherly kindness, love. You may be seated.